when I came back to the borough, which was about just under 2 years, I got back, and it was because of one of the councillors on the board who helped me get some housing, because that was the stumbling block. Of course, then I had to tell the home I was leaving. Oh dear, I psyched myself up. It was awful, because, I mean, it was just unheard of. People didn't leave homes, only in a coffin, you know, so it was very tricky. Anyway, when I got back that night, when I decided, I'd written to the house governor and said, look, I need to speak with you. Can we arrange a meeting? So he arranged the meeting. And I'm sure he knew what I was going to say anyway, because I was shown into the boardroom, I was given sherry, I was well pampered. And he said, yes, you can leave. He said, but he said, I am concerned, because he knew that there wasn't any social care, you know, community care, there was nothing really, only nurses. And who worked limited hours and only did certain jobs. But so he said, look, because I feel a bit anxious of you going, he said, I'm sure you'll make a success of it, but just in case, I'll keep your room, he said, for 10 weeks. I don't know why I chose 10 weeks, but anyway, 10 weeks was quite a long time for any nursing home or hospital to keep a bed for somebody. So I went and left with trepidation, really, because I never had to fend for myself. But I'll tell you this funny story. When I first got to this home, I was three floors up, right, looking out onto a pretty main road. And my boss had given me this kettle as a moving present. And when I made my first cup of coffee, when I was allowed to use a thing, I got this cup of coffee and I sat at the window, and all I wanted to do was shout down to the people passing by, look! I've made my first cup of coffee and I'm 29 years old. And I thought, oh, no, I better not do that. I thought there's something really wrong with me. But, you know, I was so thrilled to feel that I was becoming a bit more independent. And I did become quite a lot more independent. And in the end, apart from that, for myself, I became the resident social worker, because everybody came to me with this problem and that problem. And some of them were really difficult problems, and so I did learn a lot.